Hello, and this episode is from a hotel room.
Even get to Ross.
It's Enzo Mucci here, and welcome to episode number 15 of The Race Driver Coach. And I've got to talk a bit quieter because I'm in a hotel room, it's 10 at night, and I don't want next door knocking the door saying, can you shut the hell up? I'm trying to sleep. I've got a flight early tomorrow morning. So I just want to do a quick video now. Sorry about the lighting. Sorry about the sound, everything else. But this is the Race Driver Coach Show on the move. I thought I've got to get a movie in. I've got to get some kind of video in. Otherwise, it's going to be 2 weeks because I'm on the road for 2 weeks. And this is my last, well, this is a chance. I always say I'm going to do it on the night, but then we get too busy. We have to go for dinner and stuff like that. Things get in the way, or I'm sharing a room with somebody. So I just got to get it out now. So what have I done? Just out of interest, I did a full day work in London, in the UK, and caught a flight from London at 5 in the afternoon to Toronto. Now it's, what time is it? It's 3 in the morning UK time, which I think that means it's 10 o'clock, yeah. It's 10 o'clock here in Toronto. And tomorrow we fly to Iowa for the IndyCar Oval race, so it's a bit hectic, a bit busy, but at least I got one night's sleep. Oh, there's two of me there. How weird's that? One night's sleep here, but really, to get over that, what I'm going to do now is not go to bed. Even though it's 3 o'clock in my head, I've been awake for, it seems like, yeah, nearly 20 hours actually, straight. I got 20 minutes sleep on the plane, which isn't too bad. Cheating a little bit, that's all I could get, because I couldn't work on the plane or anything. It was terrible. You had the seat here. Bloody economy, love it. And then the wall here, so my seat wouldn't go back, so the laptop had no room. So it was all notepad work, and you guys who are striving for more, who are trying to achieve, know how annoying that is. You think, yes, I'm getting on the plane, I can do loads of work, I can get it done. And then all you've got is, the only chance you've got is your notepad, and you run out of paper, you run out of pages, and it doesn't go well. So, what's that mean? It means I'm putting on the laptop now, waiting for it to warm up, and I'm going to start to write a blog, first official blog for the Strivers Club, which is another blog that I do. But the reason I am talking to you right now is to say that at the moment I don't feel like doing a blog. I didn't even really feel like doing a video, but actually now I'm doing it, I'm quite enjoying it, just walking around talking to myself, talking to you. But the lesson from this, that I just want to do a very quick episode. It will be very short, not a 20 minute one like they usually are. This is just me talking to you, saying there's times as a striver, as somebody who is trying to achieve something in racing, there are times when you are not gonna feel like working. But guess what? You bloody have to. Like now, I'm on hour 20, done the flight, cramped to hell, swollen feet, all of it, look a mess, need a shave. But I've still got to be creative and get the blog written. And that's taking your emotions out the way. That's me saying to myself, Enzo, I don't care how you feel. Enzo, who cares you're tired? Just get it out. Just start typing and it'll start to flow. In fact, better than that, or on top of that, make sure you get a coffee. So I'm just going to have a coffee as well to buzz myself up and then start tapping away, writing whatever comes into my head, a blog basically, on what I think strivers should focus on next, and pretty much what I'm doing for you now. So I want to talk to you now about that. When you don't feel like working, but you know you should work, you've got no choice. You have to force yourself. I mean, these blogs that I'm doing right now, I know I have to keep, and the vlogs, the video logs like you're watching now, I have to keep pumping them out. I'm on a mission here, just like you are with your career. I don't even know what the end result will be, but I just know I've got to keep pumping out content, even when I don't feel like it. See how I went a bit quiet then, because there's somebody walking outside, but even when I don't feel like it, I have to get creative, or just start. Just do it. So if you don't feel like going down the gym, if you don't feel like calling that person who could help you in racing, if you don't feel like calling the engineer again because you've already called them twice the last week, you think you're pestering them, but you know you should, you just do it. You've got to, like the last video I talked about the robot, right? It's so important because the amount of times that you talk yourself out of taking action because you don't quite feel like it's right or you come up with some kind of excuse not to do it, if you can master and get used to this little skill called just do, if you can do that on a regular basis, it will change your life. You will get so many more results. I'm seeing it in my life now because I used to do it for years. Decades. I have talked my own bullshit and put things off, and to my own detriment, you know, things just don't get done then. It's like, come on, Enzo, get with the program, just do. And that's what I want for you. You're younger than me, probably. If not, it doesn't matter. Well, if not, you've got to bloody just do. You got no choice in the fact. But what I'm trying to say is a lot of the times you're not going to feel like doing what you've got in mind, what you know you should do, what you planned this morning but still haven't got yourself to do. How many times have you've read things and got yourself motivated and then acted? Now I want you to pick up the craft of not getting motivated first and just acting, just taking action, not trying to pump yourself up. It's just do it. Nike, they've got the perfect slogan, haven't they? That's exactly what you've got to do. It's the only thing, believe me, it's the only thing that's going to get you what you want in life is by actually friggin' doing it. And it's not rocket science, you know this, but if we have to warm you up, if we have to make sure you're in the right mood all the time, if we have to make sure that there's not too much of a risk involved in what you're going to act, my friend, you're never going to make it. Never. Because you won't feel like it 80% of the time. You won't want to get out of bed when you know you should. You'll press the snooze button, and that's what you'll do in life. You will fail if you don't pick up this skill of thinking what needs to be done and getting out there and doing it. Even if you're bitching about it along the way and you're not really happy about doing it and you don't feel creative and all this, who cares? Who's going to do it if you don't? Who's in a hurry more than you? Who cares about your career more than you? Nobody. It's down to you. It's down to you to get off your ass and just do it, even though your head's saying, I really don't want to do it. What if it goes wrong? Screw that. And it's a very quick video, as I say. But I just want to remind you, because there's a lot of you out there right now that should have done something today or should have done something yesterday and you didn't. You put it off for some reason. And I want to say that that is the cancer for your career. It's the killer. Once it sets in, it becomes a habit, a pattern. You start to put things off. Well, I want you to have a little challenge this week and maybe just today of every time I think about doing something, I'm actually going to action it. I'm actually going to do it. I'm going to actually get myself to move forward with that area instead of just think about it, instead of just making sure I do enough preparation and make sure I've got the right tools in place and the equipment. You know, if you're doing a vlog or something, oh yeah, I need the right camera. I need to do some research. Screw that. Get your phone out, start talking. And upload it. Done. You'll feel so much better. And once that momentum starts, it's like a snowball. It won't stop. So I said this was going to be quick. It's already 8 minutes. So it's a real simple message. And I want you to use what I've done today as just an example and just to remind yourself. I'm on hour 20 now of this day. Straight through. 20 minute nap. Slight cheat. But I've had, and I'm all the way through, and I'm starving. But who cares? 20. I've got 7 hours before I have to now get up for the next flight. That means I can use two. I can use two to do this blog and the next one and do something for the Race Driver Coach show and then go to bed with it all out of my mind, waking up the next day feeling great, feeling like I got the most out of the day before. That is succeeding. That makes me feel good. That makes my career go forwards. It lets me contribute to you and your life. Otherwise, this phone that I'm actually on now, I'm just using my phone, would be in my pocket. I wouldn't be here to remind you just what you've got, just what you can do to make a massive difference in your life. A slight thing of you saying, just do it. Less thought of what if, just do it. I won't be doing that. I just put it in my pocket and I could get to bed. But I care about you and I care about me, and this is important. It's such a simple change. So tomorrow, today, whenever, make sure you start to act more. As soon as you think of your goal, you know, have a new pact with yourself. As soon as you think of your goal, I've got to act. I've got to do something. I've got to call somebody. I've got to email somebody. I'm afraid I've just thought of my goal. I've got to do it again. It becomes fun. So be like a switch. Think of your goal. Act on whatever you can do to get you closer to that goal immediately. The bigger the action, the better, obviously, but small actions are great as well. That's it. That's my message for today. Hopefully it's under 10 minutes, and I'll see you next time.